Aesop's Fables, read by Jonathan Kent. This recording was produced in 1996 by Joss Recordings, which holds the copyright thereto. Neither this recording nor any part thereof may be reproduced or used for any purpose without prior written authority from Joss Recordings. Aesop told his fables over 2,500 years ago. It was not until 300 years later that his stories were put down in writing. Aesop amused and captivated his listeners by using the criteria that each story must have sentient animals as characters, and each story must contain a moral. These fables are as humorous and enlightening to us today as they were to his listeners centuries and centuries ago. This book consists of 160 fables. Mercury and the Woodman. An honest, hard-working woodman was felling a tree on the bank of a deep river. In some way his hand slipped, and his axe fell into the water and immediately sank to the bottom. Being a poor man who could ill afford to lose the tool by which he earned his livelihood, he sat down and lamented his loss most bitterly. But Mercury, whose river it was, suddenly appeared on the scene. When he learned of the woodman's misfortune, he offered to do what he could to help. Diving into the deep, swift-flowing stream, he brought up an axe made of solid gold. "Could this be yours?" he asked. "Alas, I wish it were," replied the woodman sadly. Again Mercury dived into the icy cold water, and this time brought up an axe made of solid silver. But again the woodman shook his head and denied that the tool belonged to him. Mercury dived a third time and produced the identical axe which the man had lost. Naturally the owner was delighted to see his trusty axe once more, and so was Mercury. "You are an honest and a good man," said the messenger of the gods. "I want you to take the golden and the silver axe as a reward for telling the truth." Thanking his benefit.